Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And joining us on the phone is Celia Peterson. She's with Park City Municipal, the Sustainability Department, and she's here to, first of all, I hope you're there, Celia. Are you
here
there?
I am. Hi, guys.
She's in.
All right. Thanks
Celia,
for joining us. Yes.
Celia is with us to talk about the kickoff of my sustainable year for 2019. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
So what's happened so far during the month of January?
Right. So in January, we've kicked off my sustainable year. And I think it was two Mondays ago now, we had Dr. Rob Davies from Utah State University come up, and he's a physicist and expert in climate change and really kind of framed where we're at with climate change, what it means for Park City, and what we need to do in order to really scale climate change back. So it was a great conversation, pretty well attended. We were over at the Blair Education Center, which is a perfect venue. Some fun facts that I pulled from the talk was that the ski season in Park City is 6 weeks shorter than it was in the 1970s due to climate change.
Six weeks.
The fire season's 150 days longer compared to the 70s. So we're really dealing with some big changes. And the good thing, we kind of came out with a message of resolve. He ended the talk with there's two kind of reactions a lot of times when people start thinking about climate change. And one is fear. It's huge and it's complex and it can be really scary at times, but that's doesn't really push us forward. But then another reaction is hope, and that we've got this, we can make some changes, but it might be a little bit too optimistic. And when you are kind of left with a feeling of hope around climate change, it doesn't really spur you into action. So what Rob was trying to leave us with was a feeling of resolve that we're in a stage right now where if we act and really halt our emissions and make some lifestyle modifications, we can still avoid the worst impacts of climate change, but we really need to get down to it. So it made me really proud that in Park City we've set such ambitious goals and we're working really hard to achieve them, and we can do this, but we've got to do it now.
And you're right, Celia, and I was at the talk too, and I like the fact that he focused to, like you say, behavior changes. Even on an individual level, I'm just one in 7.7 billion people. What does it matter? Well, it does matter, right? And he said, every meter matters, whether it's our electrical meter, our gas meter, our water meter, our fuel gauge, a form of a meter. Mm-hmm. Every meter in that sense, our the food we eat, our food choices, all of those things matter, even on an individual basis, because when we do act in a collective way, then we start to make a difference. It starts to show up.
Yep.
So that was really great talk.
Yeah, and another kind of, fun little data point that he left us with is that if everybody acts now at the individual and organizational, citywide, statewide, if we act at all levels, then if everyone's doing our part, we need to reduce our emissions by 12% each year, which doesn't sound like a lot to me. That sounds totally doable. Mm-hmm. So I really like that message as well, that, if we each do our part and reduce our emissions by 12% a year, we got this. So.
Right, and that's a good point, because that's total emissions. Again, that's not reducing my electric bill 12% and my gas bill 12%. That's just total. Find the 12% total between all of those different sources of energy use and, again, food decisions, and they all have carbon emissions to them. Yeah.
Yep. There are so many different ways that you can reduce your emissions. Whatever is going to work best for you, then that's what we should be going for, which is what my sustainable year is all about.
I was just going to say, that sounds like a great segue into talking about, what some of the opportunities kind of are or will be for my sustainable year this year.
Yeah. So some of you may remember that My Sustainable Year was a campaign that was launched in 2010, I believe, and was pushing our climate goals, our already ambitious climate goals, even further into the present, moving those up from 2032 to 2030, which we did at the end of last year. Mayor Bierman asked our team to kind of reinvent My Sustainable Year to really engage our community and raise awareness about what needs to happen in order to curb our emissions and really help drive some lifestyle changes that can get us closer to where we need to be. So in re-envisioning My Sustainable Year, what it's going to be is each month focuses on one aspect of life. And then we have, lots of social media and awareness raising, of course, and education about how that aspect of life relates to climate change and what we can do about it. But we know that we don't want this transition to be completely burdensome and dull. So we'll have a lot of events and social activities around it. Another thing that we did last week that was super fun is that we partnered with the Megamind Pub Quiz, which is at Flanagan's every Wednesday, and had climate change themed pub quiz night. So that was another, like, a more fun way to raise awareness about climate change. And in the trivia questions, we dropped some little hints about what people can do to reduce their emissions, and just a fun way to raise awareness. So we each month there will be like one more science-y, data-heavy talk, because last year I put out a survey about environmental attitudes and behaviors, and I was really pleased, actually, that the majority of the respondents wanted to get their information about climate change from academia and science. So I'm proud of you, Park City, on that one, that we want to base our actions on facts. But I also think that we need to really form like a social community and to drive social change. So we'll have science-y talks, but then also lots of fun activities to engage people around just different aspects of climate change and how it relates to everybody's individual lives, and then also some calls to action and really guiding people on what they can do to reduce their emissions.
So each month is one aspect of life. What is this month?
So January, we're starting with the basics. So we kicked off just with the basics of climate change, had that talk and our pub quiz. In February, we'll be focusing on home and everything that you can do around the house to reduce your emissions. And we've got a couple of things lined up. So we'll be launching our energy detective kits at the library in February, so people can check those out and detect where they're wasting energy, basically. There will be a thermal camera in there and a kilowatt power strip, so you can check where, like, basically with the power strip, what you can do is plug in all of your appliances and that aren't necessarily turned on but still drawing electricity. So that's where you should install a power strip switch that you can just switch off when you don't have the TV on, for example, so you don't waste that so-called vampire power, just having things plugged in but not turned on. And then there'll be a couple of other items in there that you can detect where you're wasting energy. And then we've got conservation kits that we'll be distributing as well that have some items that will help you make the fixes that need to be made around the house so you can quit wasting energy.
So tell us a little bit more. Celia, let me just jump in. Tell us a little bit more about the thermal camera and how that works.
Yeah, these are really fun to play with. I was over at the high school last week with the AP environmental class, and they were testing them out for us. And with the thermal camera, there's actually three different versions. Two of them are for smartphones, and one's for iPhone and one's for Android systems. But basically, you plug them into your smartphone and download the app, but then it allows you to see the temperature differential. So, for instance, if you look at your windows, you'll see kind of a blue line around it where if air is leaking out, and then with the conservation, that shows you where you need to put some caulk around the windows in order to save energy and not waste heat through your windows. The average house With all the cracks that it has and air, like small air leakages, it adds up to the equivalent of leaving a window open all winter long. So home weatherization doesn't tend to be the sexiest topic, but we want to make it fun and like just raise awareness about things that can be done around the house to quit so you don't leak so much hot air, and it also keeps your house warmer and cozier and keeps any bad air out if we ever run into bad air quality days up here. Hopefully not, but yeah, so that's what's in the energy detective kit.
Okay.
We've also produced some cute comics just to help instruct people what to do and have like a nice visual spin on things.
How many, do you know how many kits will be available to take out at the library?
I believe there's 5 of them.
5? Yep. Okay.
So, yeah,
All a part of our library of things that Park City Library offers beyond just books and things. They offer lots of other items. And this will be great, and this will start in February.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And then along with that, we've been working with Summit Community Power Works, and we've had one so far, I think, but we really want to organize a couple of house parties. And the one that I was at least, was really fun. But basically, the notion of the house party, it's an energy efficiency house party. And that's where we find people that are really interested in helping to be part of Park City Stories to be the most or the first carbon neutral community in North America. Of course, we need the community to help us along with it. And home weatherization is a big piece of what needs to happen just to make our homes more energy efficient. So we've been organizing these house parties where we have an expert in home weatherization come and point out to the host or hostess and the neighbors that they invite to their house parties, just really like showing them hands-on how they can improve the weatherization of their homes.
All right.
So if anyone's interested in hosting one of those, we're looking to have some parties, and you can get in touch at energy@parkcity.org, and we'll get it set up and bring treats and schedule everything that needs to make it happen.
Oh, okay. That's energy@parkcity.org. And if people want to learn more about My Sustainable Year in general, where do they go?
Yep. For now, what you can do is follow us on Facebook at Save Our Snow is the name of the page. We didn't want to reinvent it, but that's what Park City Green was running off of. And we're just about to launch the new version of the parkcitygreen.org website. It's not quite up yet, but we'll have a blog about My Sustainable Year as well.
All right. Well, like you say, Celia, if Dr. Davies is correct, we've lost 6 weeks of winter so far. Let's try not to make that 7.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
Okay, let's not do that.
No.
That's good.
We want to keep winter. It's nice in Park City.
Okay. Well done. Celia Peterson with Park City Municipal Sustainability Group. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this